Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin have pledged to strengthen political and economic ties between their nations. But as NPR's John Ruwitz reports, 2 days of talks between the leaders did not appear to make any progress toward ending the war in Ukraine.
China has portrayed itself as a potential broker of peace in Ukraine, having put forward a set of principles to wind the conflict down. And Putin said those could form the basis of a settlement. But he said Russia had not seen evidence that the West and Kyiv were ready for it. For his part, Xi stuck closely to China's standard script on the war, a sign that little progress seems to have been made. On China-Russia ties, Xi said the relationship was brimming with dynamism and vitality. The two sides reached agreements on economic cooperation, including in oil and gas, as well as agriculture, and in collaboration on fundamental research and other areas. Xi also invited Putin to visit China later this year. John Ruwitz, NPR News.
Nearly 500,000 students in the Los Angeles Unified School District are out of class because of a strike by public school support personnel. Tens of thousands of cafeteria workers, bus drivers, custodians, and others took up picket lines early Tuesday after contract talks became stalled. Local 99 of the Service Employees International Union and the LA School District are in a dispute over wages and staffing. District Superintendent Alberto Cavallo says the union is refusing to negotiate. A grand jury in Virginia has returned second-degree murder indictments against 10 people involved in the death of a mental hospital patient. Whitney Evans from member station VPM has that story.
A video of Ivo Otieno's death appears to show sheriff's deputies and hospital workers piling on to the 28-year-old before he died earlier this month. The prosecutor who filed the charges alleges the handcuffed and shackled Otieno was asphyxiated by the weight of at least 7 people on his body after being dragged into a hospital admissions room. However, the medical examiner has not yet made an official ruling on the cause of death. Attorneys for 2 of the defendants filed a motion to stop the video's release. However, the Washington Post published links to the video that had been inadvertently included in public court documents. For NPR News, I'm Whitney Evans in Dinwiddie, Virginia.
Arkansas is the latest state to adopt a school bathroom law. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed legislation prohibiting transgender students from using public school restrooms of their choice. The only option is using a bathroom assigned to the gender printed on their birth certificate. The law will apply to locker rooms as well. It's set to take effect this summer. 3 other states also have statutes on which school bathroom students may use. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 316 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index rose 184 points, and the S&P 500 added 51. This is NPR News. In a unanimous decision, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that a hearing-impaired student may sue his school for not providing him with an adequate education. The case was brought under the Individuals with Disability Education Act, or IDEA. The plaintiff argued that school aides were either untrained or often absent from his classes. The IDEA law requires taxpayer-funded schools to provide disabled students with an education that is tailored to their individual needs. Venezuela's top oil official has resigned only days after the government began a crackdown on corruption. The resignation is rare in the South American country, where top officials have widely been accused of corruption and graft and are rarely punished. NPR's Kerry Khan has more.
The resignation of Tarek Al-Assami was a surprise. He was close to President Nicolas Maduro and was key in helping the Venezuelan state oil company evade U.S. sanctions. Last week, anti-corruption police launched an investigation of oil industry and other government officials. At least 6 people at the state oil company were arrested. El Ayasami has been oil minister for 3 years. Prior to that, he was interior minister. The U.S. says he is a drug kingpin. President Maduro says his government's fight against corruption is bitter but necessary, and he vowed to punish culprits. The Biden administration recently relaxed some oil sanctions, even allowing Chevron to resume production in Venezuela. Kerry Khan, NPR News.
U.S. stocks are mixed in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR.